trophies, giveaways. You might even spot Santa making an early visit.
Santa? In July? Now I've heard everything.
Christmas in July is happening now at Park Home in Altoona and Johnstown. Save 30% off furniture, 50% off outdoor, and more, plus 60-month special financing.
But hurry, because these deals disappear faster than Christmas cookies.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at Park Home.
See store for details.
WRTA Community Events.
The Camp Anderson Car Show will be Saturday, August 15th. Registration is 9 to noon, judging noon to 3, and awards at 4 p.m. There are 20-plus vehicle classes. Pre-registration by August 2nd is $12, $15 the day of. Food concessions are by the camp. There'll be a live DJ and proceeds benefit Camp Anderson. There's an email link with more information at the events page of our website.
See and hear what referee Rich and Dave Shannon really think with WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
News. I'm Sue Guzman. The U.S. has carried out a new round of strikes against Iran, and it comes as CENTCOM announced the death of another U.S. service member.
Service members were disposing of the explosives in an Iranian attack drone with a controlled explosion. Something went wrong, and another U.S. service member was killed.
Fox's Mike Tobin. The continuing conflict resulting in a rise in gas prices this morning, dumped to an average of $4 a gallon, according to AAA. This after the U.S. and Iran launched new attacks. There's a new World Cup champion.
Spain, for the second time in their history, have won the World Cup.
Fox Sports with the call. Final score against Argentina, 1-0.
We started the final 15-minute period of this World Cup final, and Ferran Torres, who had been sent on as a substitute, scored that goal.
America's listening to Fox News.
All right, something we haven't said in a while. Cool, very cool out there. 52 in Altoona. That's almost chilly.
I thought it was.
It's almost chilly. On Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. An air quality alert continues for portions of south central Pennsylvania, including Cambria, Somerset, and higher part of Indiana County. The Department of Environmental Protection extended the code orange alert until midnight. Local health and environment agencies advise the current concentration of airborne pollutants has reached thresholds unsafe for vulnerable individuals. We all know who you are. We all know who the groups are. And all you have to do is just be careful when you're out there. An EF1 tornado with max peak winds of 110 miles an hour officially touched down in Clearfield County Saturday night. National Weather Service said in-state college, survey team confirmed the tornado tracked through Woodward Township just outside of Houtsdale. The brief twister touched down at 8:16 p.m. Local emergency services and residents reported the localized structural and environmental damage, but thankfully no injuries. State College police and federal agents have arrested a Florida man following a sophisticated fraud scheme defrauding a Center County couple of over $200,000. The investigation, which involved a sting operation, uncovered a scheme where scammers impersonated tech support and government officials, leading to the arrest of 24-year-old Kevin Gaughan for theft. Reportedly, Gaughan and two other unnamed individuals who claimed to work for Microsoft targeted an older couple in State College by claiming their computer had been compromised by a virus. Police stated the scammers convinced the couple to transfer their money by claiming their accounts were flagged for illegal activity. A joint police and federal investigation led to Gaughan's arrest during a sting operation. He's in jail. Well, here's the full story, or at least what we have. Penn State Board of Trustees approved a $210,000 performance bonus for President Neely Bhandapudi, citing need for leadership stability in the Big Ten. The 15% bonus comes alongside a 27-28 budget approval, including tuition and housing cost increase for students. Under the terms of her contract, she's eligible for a bonus of 15% of her base salary for meeting yearly performance goals. Her annual base salary is $1.4 million. And authorities are investigating an attempted burglary at the Chester County home of Eagles star Saquon Barkley. Police say a break-in was reported at Barkley's home in early Saturday morning while he and his family were inside. Authorities said the suspects fled the home by the time officers arrived. No one was injured. That's all we have for news. 6:35, don't have much more sports.
For doing so well, because she was able to perform within certain standards that were set, that bar must have been set pretty low. All right, moving on. It is sports, and it's a wrap-up of a good weekend for the Pittsburgh Pirates. They beat Cleveland yesterday 7-1, took two out of three from the Guardians. Paul Skeens has been getting key run support this season, or at least recently for sure. And he got that support yesterday. The Bucks gave him a 5-1 lead after seven innings to allow Skeens to earn his ninth win of the season, as Merlin Valdez kept up his hot hitting, smacking his 12th home run of the season. That was an interesting one. When it left the bat, I thought, that's going foul. Nope, it stayed fair. Amazing. With a win, the Bucs are tied with Miami for the third wild card playoff spot in the National League. Pirates have 62 games left, all of which will have playoff position implications unless they hit a long losing streak. They'll continue the road trip tonight in the Bronx against the Yankees. Braxton Ashcraft will start for the Bucs, first pitch at 7:05. Don't puke too much. It may be the only chance you get to see the Pirates for a while. That's for sure.
No, you won't. No, they're not on. They're not on. Whatchamacallit? MLB NYY tonight, and they're not on TBS tomorrow night. And they play Wednesday afternoon.
Okay, you're not going to see them.
No.
Okay. Oh, by the way. Boston Red Sox had the third worst record in the MLB 1 month ago. Now that they have the third wild card playoff spot in the American League as a result of their 13-game win streak, the Bo Sox are an MLB best 21-5 since June 19th.
Of course, you know why. They fired the coach.
I would actually buy into that. A lot of the times that's, maybe a little overblown. In this case, I think it was. I think it was because they got rid of him. All right, now, after a promising start to the second half of the season, the Altoona Curve are fading fast for a playoff spot of their own.
With the Altoona Curve report, this is John Moses. Altoona hit three home runs in their series finale at Reading, but fell by a final of 10-6, dropping the weekend series 2-1. Derek Berg hit his eighth home run in a Curve uniform, a two-run shot. Ivan Brettauer and Ryan McCarty also homered. However, Reading put the game away with a couple runs in the bottom half of the eighth. Akron is next on the schedule for the Curve. Headed there for a noon game on Tuesday, first day in. Right-hander Kyle Robinson is on the mound for the Curve in the series opener. 12:05 scheduled start for Altoona. With the Altoona Curve report, this is John Moses.
Curve are now 8 games out of first place and the only playoff spot left, unless Richmond finished in first place again. Then the second place team in the division would end up getting that spot. Well, the league's off today. There's a little space between here and the end of the season. Entering his fourth season in the NHL, Chicago's centerman Connor Bedard is now a rich man. The Blackhawks gave Bedard a contract extension for 5 years and $75 million, making him one of the highest-paid players per season. Bedard turned just 21 years of age last week. Hey, don't look now, football junkies. Get ready. NFL training camps will be opening during the next 2 weeks, beginning today. 53 and sunny. It is 6:39. Wow. It's WRTA mornings.
The Altoona Curve have a week full of summer fun at PNG Field. Tuesday, July 28th, ride into bike night. Then stick around for heavy metal fireworks presented by Senior Life, the American Red Cross, and Roundhouse Harley-Davidson. Wednesday, July 29th, it's our Super Splash Day. We'll be soaking sections 301 through 304 for a water-filled afternoon thanks to the Altoona Water Authority. Thursday, July 30th, break out the flip-flops for Hawaiian Night. Pick up this year's exclusive Hawaiian shirt featuring Altoona, plus enter for a $1,000 cash giveaway. No purchase necessary thanks to Nuts for You. Then it's Wizarding Weekend. Friday, July 31st, be one of the first fans to take home the Connor Griffin the Great bobblehead, presented by Peoples, and visit Spring Neck Bobble Trading to swap bobbleheads from across the country. Saturday, August 1st, don't miss our first ever Gryffindor-inspired jersey auction benefiting family services, followed by fireworks. Thanks to Home Genius Exterior, Healthcare First Credit Union, Breezeline, and Fur Beverage. Wrap up the homestand Sunday, August 2nd, with adventure and fantasy-themed fireworks. Thanks to Breezeline, Penn Highlands Healthcare, Leakey's Flooring by Nisley, and McDonald's. Get your tickets today at altoonacurve.com, calling 877-99-CURVE, or at the PNG Field box office. Make your way to Curve PA today.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Don't let bad feet stop you from being active and getting healthy. Trade in your bad feet for good feet at the Good Feet Store.
Hey, Mom, now that I have an after-school job, I think I want to buy a drum kit.
Okay, Rockstar, let's look at your account.
When kids start making money, Chase has easy-to-use tools and expert bankers to help them learn how to manage it.
And next month, I'll buy the bass drum and the cymbals. Oh, and maybe some noise-canceling headphones for you.
Aw, you've thought of everything.
Help kids save, budget, and build financial independence all with Chase. That's good for kids and good for parents. Visit your local Chase branch and get started.
Account subject to approval. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Trained to push past the pain. Not athletes, just people. Men, women, and children trafficked every day in the United States. Sometimes by someone they trusted. Sometimes by their own family. While millions watch the World Cup, they're fighting to survive in silence. Help us change that. Visit bluecampaign.gov/worldcup to help us break the silence.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Domino's Pizza reports earnings this morning, along with AMC Entertainment and more regional banks, Washington Trust, Wintrust Financial, and Zions Bancorp among those reporting. There's an update on the economy. Leading economic indicators for June are released today. Will McGough of Prime Capital Financial is not expecting any big changes from the new Fed chair, Kevin Warsh, at the next meeting later this month.
I don't really see the Fed doing much here. As you know, the administration wants lower rates, so it's going to be a little bit of pressure there for them not to raise. Inflation could probably come in looking a little bit better. Employment's back on track. So really, there's not much reason for Warsh to do much here, especially as he's waiting on these task forces to get fired up and report back to him.
Later this week, there are updates on the service sector of the economy and manufacturing for July. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosella. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect mostly sunny skies and pleasant conditions with a high of 79. Tonight will be mostly cloudy and humid with a low of 66. Tomorrow, be on the lookout for severe thunderstorms, bringing the potential for flooding, downpours, hail, damaging wind gusts, and an isolated tornado. It will be mostly cloudy and humid again with a high of 79. Wednesday could see a thunderstorm in spots during the morning, but overall expect some sunshine with a high of 74. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
See referee Rich and Dave Shannon's pre-show workout sessions with WRTA+. Now you've got WRTA mornings on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
It is Monday. It's July 20.
Loving all the texts that we're getting in so far. You could maybe even use the cleanup on aisle four here, if you'd like, as we go through our gigantic list of texts.
Something new to play with.
Yes.
Cleanup in aisle four. Cleanup in aisle four.
Well,
now
the first one that we came up with from a texter. This is from Tommy. Says, watching the World Cup was boring. All I saw was flopping. A player collapsing in agony like he was dying, then 20 seconds later, he was up, playing, running around, like nothing happened. Welcome to the beautiful game. Okay, now, someone pointed out about Penn State and said, look up the top 25 state, in other words, taxpayer funded pensions in Pennsylvania. He said, there's a lot of Penn State there too. Also, talking about that Penn State Du Bois campus, Someone noted that, first off, no, that's not the one I wanted. Excuse me. Had that one kind of...
Clean up in aisle four. Clean up in aisle four.
A clean up on the clean up. All right. Someone pointed out, where does the Altoona Area School District and Penn State get their money? Okay, that's just a little question that was posited out there. And on the Penn State DuBois campus, it says even if gifted to someone or a group, it says even if gifted, who pays for the maintenance and upkeep? Well, that depends on how you write up the lease. Okay, if that's going to continue to be Penn State's property, then they write that into the lease, that you, along with your lease, are responsible for all maintenance and upkeep of the facility while you are leasing it. Okay? And then if somebody doesn't want to do that, well, then they don't get to lease it. It's kind of that simple. So, happy for all the feedback here this morning. We appreciate that.
And again, this chair is really annoying me. My chair keeps sinking.
You're going to have to get another
one. Must need a new shock absorber.
Yeah.
I brought it up simply because of all the financial stories we've heard over the past 2 years and the closure of the campuses, and thankfully Altoona is not one of them. But like now they're going to have seven of these properties that they're going to have to unload. You know, and that's a vast amount of real estate. And people have to go in and look at the buildings and say, how can we configure this to our needs if there's somebody specific looking at a particular building or an entire campus maybe? Mm-hmm. It could be turned into a medical facility. Those are wide enough and spacious enough. You could turn a lot of those into medical facilities if somebody's willing. You know, mm-hmm. if one of the not one of the big companies that we deal with, you know, somebody else that has the patients in mind first. And I would really hope that something useful will come out of all seven of those campuses, because that's a lot of real estate that they have.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I hope it ends up continuing as some sort of educational facility. Once again, the president, whether you like him or not, has managed to bring a lot of industry into the United States. And most of those industry jobs are going to be specialized. And the best way to get hired and not blow an important part of your life learning about the dung beetle, then it's a good idea to go ahead to a school that's just going to teach you about what it is you're going to do, what you're going to do with your life, what you'll be going to work to do every day. So, Mike Rowe, love the guy, especially for this. This has been something he's been pushing for a long time. And hopefully, maybe the Penn State campuses that are being closed can become a part of making that an important thing. So, those are all our texts that we got in, and also my thoughts on what you should do with Penn State DuBois.
So, if you have it's a very relevant story because of, you know, once again, they had their hand out to Harrisburg saying, we need more money. Then they come back with the tuition and room and board increase. I don't think those numbers were not put into the story here, but they announced that last week. And then, of course, we all know the $700 million renovation at Beaver Stadium, which I tell you what, I don't know how much more renovating or additions that stadium can go through.
I think they're done after this.
No,
I mean,
it's supposed to last into 27.
Yeah, but once that's finished, it's finished. I don't see any reason why they would have to at that point, because once they replace the current seating on that side of the field, put the new press box in, which I guess is
we think
about
is in.
Completed.
We asked Bob about that. Remember, he seems to think that it's near completion.
Yes. So when that's all done, there isn't anything else, because you look at the stands across the way. That's where they built the multi-gazillion-dollar suites. And then on the ends, they built that out a long time ago. And it's still modern. I don't think there's any structural deficiencies in either of those. So it's done. Whatever they, you know, whenever they walk away from this, it's done. And it's going to sit there for quite a while the way it is.
And I don't know which end of the stadium it is, but you know, when you go to the games, they have jumbotrons on either end of that stadium.
Yes.
Those things weigh tons. And that one overhang swings when the stadium gets rocking, if I'm not mistaken. It doesn't swing violently, but you can feel it swinging. Some people have said, I don't know. I haven't been there. I haven't sat in that. I won't go because I don't want to be around 100,000 people every week. It's a lot of people. But they say the overhang swings a little bit, or sways, I'm sorry, not swings.
And the kind of seat you're going to get, how well are you going to be able to actually see the game?
I'd like to.
In a 100,000-seat stadium.
I'd like to watch a game once without binoculars.
Because if you're in Bob Uecker seat territory, you're going to look at ants.
What, in the front row?
You're going to look like, the players will look like ants.
We're in the front row.
Scrambling around.
Yeah.
With little uniforms on.
So, When that's all said and done, then what's next? Then they're going to have to start unloading that property to recoup some of that money. But the athletic department got a $300 million boost by getting rid of the swoosh in exchange for the, what do they call them, the three lines, the three dashes for Adidas?
I don't know. It's an A. It's three slashes in the form of an A.
Adidas.
So it's, yeah.
So, Adidas. And they're getting the $300 million cash, and they get all the swag they want, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
So, but I just think that this thing is so ill-timed. And the fact that they made it public, because it's public money. State University, Penn State. They get public money, so they have to be transparent. So good luck if you're a member of the Board of Trustees and you run into somebody and say, hey, you got an extra $210,000 laying around. I could use it. Go in the grocery store. I could use it.
Yeah, I'll say.
Boy, yeah. I just went twice over the weekend. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It doesn't matter which store I walk into.
No.
I'm laying down $25.
Oh, minimum.
It's like an entry fee.
$25, that's a cover charge.
Well, I eat simple. And so
we try to.
I get loaves of bread, jars of peanut butter, and butter. That's my life. So there.
Upgrade to apple butter.
Well, I have some of that in the fridge, too.
The last time I did, it turned snow white.
One thing that was dark turns white, and all the other things that are not supposed to have any color are black.
Yeah, I got some strawberry cream cheese in there. I better watch it.
Oh, geez.
No, cheese.
Where's the rim shot?
I know. I was looking for. Wait, there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shecky Green.
Okay. We're going to move on and do something really daring. Leave ourselves with time before the news.
Oh, my goodness.
Mostly sunny and pleasant today and a high of 79. That's what AccuWeather says. Cloudy, humid, 66 tonight. Big storms coming tomorrow with an isolated tornado. And so that means big storms. High of 79. Then on Wednesday, morning thunderstorm, otherwise sunny, 74. Get this, Thursday, sunny. Nice, 76. Partly sunny and 80 on Friday. 54 and sunny. It is 6:54 WRTA mornings.
Energy decisions affect your rates and tax dollars every day. That's why Energy Matters Let's Talk brings you trusted energy information impacting Center, Blair, and counties across Pennsylvania. Join us every second Thursday of the month for conversations that affect you and your communities. Energy Matters Let's Talk. Because we're talking about what affects you the most. Sponsored by the Conservative Energy Network of Pennsylvania and Land and Liberty Coalition of Pennsylvania.
Got a big job that needs powerful equipment? Come and check out the Big Boy Toys from Kubota at McCoy's Lawn, Garden, and Construction. And right now, you can take advantage of McCoy's dealer special in-store only on all Kubota construction equipment. Compact tractors and side-by-sides. Get 0% APR financing for 60 months, available for qualified buyers. McCoy's Lawn, Garden, and Construction is committed to providing you with the highest quality products, especially for those big jobs. 0% APR financing for 60 months for qualified buyers on all Kubota construction equipment. McCoy's Lawn, Garden, and Construction, Route 36, Roaring Spring. Call 814-224-5335. On the web at McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com.
This is Dr. George Lupko from the Lung Disease Foundation of Central Pennsylvania. Have you heard the term biologic treatment, or has your physician suggested you be placed on a biologic for your problem? Have you seen the TV commercials for treatments that are called biologics? And do you know what a biologic is, and what are the benefits and the risks? If you have these questions or others about so-called biologic medications and treatments, tune in to WRTA on Tuesday, July 21st for The Buzz with Dr. Z for an informative program on biologic therapy. What it is, where physicians use it, how do you take it, and what are the risks? Biologic therapy is the latest treatment plan for many diseases that will impact survival. So, be with me and my co-host Doug Herendeen on Tuesday, July 21st on WRTA 98.5 and 1240 for the enlightening discussion on biologic therapy. That's Tuesday, July 21st on WRTA 98.5 and 1240 for The Buzz with Dr. Z.
Meta's camera glasses have earned a nickname, which I will clean up for you on radio. Let's call them pervert glasses. The name is sticking so hard that many who bought them are afraid to wear them out of the house. I'm Kim Komando for NetSuite. AI isn't the future, it's here. For the first time ever, you can try NetSuite Next for free. If your revenues are over seven figures, visit netsuite.ai/Kim. Okay, millions of these glasses have been sold. AI-powered cameras sitting on people's faces. Or at least that was the plan. But the glasses are easy to spot, and some owners, wearing them in public, have experienced less than a warm reception. Nobody wants to be filmed at the gym, at dinner, shopping, and living their lives. Dozens of civil rights groups have warned Meta that adding facial recognition to glasses is a stalker's dream. Point them at a stranger, you get their name. For now, Meta's glasses make people feel unsafe. And as far as the pictures it takes, remember, the camera always adds 10 pounds. Over a million folks start their day with my free newsletter to Be Tech Ahead. You should too. Sign up now at GetKim.com.
Every business owner I talk to is asking the same question. How do I make AI work for my business? My answer, don't wait. Your competitors are already using AI to work smarter, move faster, and make better decisions. In fact, there's a saying that every day your business is late to AI, you fall 2 days behind. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one AI-powered cloud ERP, trusted by more than 43,000 businesses. It brings your financials, your inventory, commerce, HR, and CRM together in one system. And when everything is connected in one place, AI has the information it needs to help you make smarter decisions. So instead of relying on guesswork, you're working from real-time data across your business. How do I know? We're implementing NetSuite at my own business right now, and I can already see the impact it's having on how we operate. For the first time ever, you can try NetSuite Next for free. If your revenues are at least in the seven figures, go to netsuite.ai/Kim. It's built for every industry, ready for every boardroom. netsuite.ai/Kim.
All right, that's it for hour number one. We don't have anybody coming in, I guess, today. So,
jeez, say stuff like that, and you know what'll happen. You have the power of your voice.
Kessel,
you speak
show
things
up
into existence all the time.
Then Kessel show up, but that's not until next week. They're not back. They're not back till next week. A long hiatus. So, okay.
That's the end of the war.
The voice of Blair County.
The opinions I trust.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. WRTA Altoona, a service of Leitner Communications.
Another night of American bombing in Iran. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A ninth night in a row.
Iran has been very, very badly damaged. They've lost
everything almost militarily.
And President Trump is also calling the four American troops killed in recent days patriots.
Throughout their fighting that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
The War Department's identified two of the soldiers killed in an Iranian attack in Jordan Friday. Army First Lieutenant Tyler Fien from Eva Beach, Hawaii, and Private Isabella Gonzalez from Carrollton, Texas. The third soldier's missing. Remains, though, have been found. Another service member killed Saturday in Iraq. Britain is about to get a new leader.
I'm about to visit His Majesty the King to offer my resignation and close the book on my time as Prime Minister.
His replacement will be Andy Burnham, who will meet with King Charles this hour. Burnham has been critical of President Trump, but Fox's Jeff Paul reports from London.
Burnham is also drawing a bit of praise from President Trump. After report service, Burnham will announce plans for new oil and gas drilling in the North Sea. The president saying the people of Aberdeen in Scotland are dancing in the streets because the new Prime Minister, Andy Burnham, has stated that he will be opening up all the way the invaluable North Sea oil. It is one of the greatest sources of quality oil on Earth.
Now, speaking of oil, prices barely moving this morning, but they've risen lately. So gas is $4 a gallon today. That's AAA's national average for regular 13 cents more than a week ago. They keep celebrating a World Cup championship in Spain.
A cacophony of car horns and firecrackers on the streets of Madrid, Spain. Becoming soccer's world champions for only the second time, a cause for national celebration. An altogether different atmosphere in Argentina's capital, Buenos Aires. Officers hit by stones, rioters run from police gunfire and water cannons.
That's Jonathan Savage. Spain beat Argentina 1-0. America's listening to Fox News.
Sleep and relaxation just got smarter. The Zecliner by FlexSteel combines comfort with durable design, featuring custom adjustments like headrest, lumbar, heat, and massage, helping you unwind the right way. Whether you're watching TV or taking a well-earned break, Zecliner is built for you. Comfort, customization, and FlexSteel quality all in one chair. Experience the Zecliner by FlexSteel at Levin Furniture.
I'm David Ortiz. When I lost my mom, she was only 46, and I lost my dad to cancer. It was the worst pain I ever felt. It made me think, what will happen with the people I love when my time is up? That's why I have life insurance. Ethos makes it easy. It's all online, take about 10 minutes, and you can get up to $3 million in coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save.
Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The new Air Force One, President Trump first took a flight on a few weeks ago, is going to be grounded for a little while. The Boeing 747, donated to the U.S. by Qatar, will be getting more security upgrades.
As I understand it, in about a month or so, they're going to send it to have it be maxed out. So they're going to be sending it and they'll have it be maxed out. It'll take about a month.
There are reports the new Air Force One lacked missile defense capabilities. Later this week, the president will get back out of an older Air Force One and go to Georgia.
The president is expected to visit an Atlanta area school on Wednesday to boost participation in Trump accounts, those market-linked accounts launched on July 4th, providing a federally backed savings plan for children. Parents, employers, and charities can contribute tax-free. Georgia's Senate race could tip the balance of power in the chamber this fall. Democrat incumbent John Ossoff is facing a challenge from Republican Congressman Mike Collins. Collins emerged from a crowded Republican primary after winning the endorsement of President Trump. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks may rise to start a new week after a big sell-off on Friday. A long shot has won golf's last major tournament of the year in England.
Ryan Fox entered round one of the Open Championship at odds of 170-1 to win the Claret Jug. Well, that's exactly what he did. He won. The 39-year-old becomes the third male golfer from New Zealand to win a major championship. Bob Charles and Michael Campbell, the others. Fox needed birdie on the 18th hole to win it, and he got it.
Just an unbelievable week. The golf course was fantastic. The English weather was fantastic. You guys out there were fantastic. The support was amazing. And yeah, this is pretty cool.
Fox beat American Cam Young by one shot, beat Scottie Scheffler by three.
That's Fox's Jay Berman. In baseball, the Boston Red Sox won their 13th straight game, beating Tampa Bay. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles,
Here's Steve DeSager.
The Boston Red Sox won their 13th straight game, 6-1 over Tampa Bay. Winning pitcher Sonny Gray is 12-1. The Yankees survived to split a doubleheader against the Dodgers after losing the opener in New York 8-2. The Yankees took the nightcap 2-1 on an eighth-inning solo homer by Jazz Chisholm. By the way, L.A.'s Shohei Ohtani will miss his Wednesday pitching start in Philadelphia due to his knee injury. The White Sox are alone in first in the AL Central after winning 3-0 at Toronto. Cleveland was beaten at home by Paul Skeens and the Pirates 7-1. Baltimore won its seventh straight game, 5-2 at Houston, and Milwaukee sent Miami to a sixth straight loss, 3-1 on a three-run homer, bottom of the ninth. Spain took the World Cup final in overtime against Argentina, 1-0 in New Jersey on a goal in the 106th minute. Ryan Fox won the British Open by one stroke, NASCAR victory for Joey Logano.
Game day in my house is everything. I get out of class, I grab my gear, and get to the game because I can't wait. And my dad, he does the same thing. He's an official here in Pennsylvania. He makes the tough calls, stays cool under pressure, and knows ball like nobody else. And I want to be just like him. You can too. Sign up at highschoolofficials.com.
Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA is your home for Altoona Curve Baseball all summer long. Hi, this is John Moses, and I hope you'll join us throughout the season as my partner Preston Shoemaker and I tell the stories of the next wave of Pirates stars throughout the season. Can't make it to a game at People's Natural Gas Field? Then join us here on the Curve Radio Network, flown by Contour Airlines on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Around the world, breaking news happens every minute.
I find everything that you're saying so informative.
We'll update you on the biggest stories as they happen.
You better pay attention.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Hey, it's Joe Pags. Are you ready for the latest news of the day? We're talking about local, state, international. We're going to be all over. Plus, we're going to give you the proper spin, which means we're going to tell you the truth. Plus, we open the phone lines to hear from you as well. Doesn't matter what the topic is, we're going to be all over it. Plus, we're going to make you think, going to make you angry, going to make you smile, might make you laugh, might even get you to sing along. Don't miss even 1 second of the Joe Pags Show right here. Weeknight, 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Fox on Tech.
The U.S. government says it will be able to evaluate advanced AI models for national security risks before they are released to the public. Its top concerns are cybersecurity and biosecurity. There are now agreements with Google's DeepMind, Microsoft, and xAI. This will all be overseen by the Commerce Department's Center for AI Standards and Innovation. It will conduct what it calls pre-deployment testing and research. Its director, Chris Fall, wrote, quote, "Independent, rigorous measurement science is essential to understanding frontier AI and its national security implications." There has reportedly been growing concern at the White House about the capabilities of next-generation AI models like Anthropic's Mythos, especially when it comes to cybersecurity. With Fox on Tech, Connor Hansen, Fox Business.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. The FBI says it's now involved in the case of a newborn baby's body that was found in a porta potty at a West Michigan music festival. The body was found June 28th in the camping area of the Electric Forest Music Festival held at Double JJ Ranch in Rothbury. Officials haven't provided a whole lot of details about the circumstances, but did say the body was found by an employee of the restroom vending company during routine maintenance. The Michigan State Police says preliminary autopsy findings show the infant was viable and born alive. The FBI's Detroit field office separately announced that it was assisting the Michigan State Police with the investigation and would offer the $15,000 reward for the identification, arrest, and conviction of the person or people responsible for the newborn's death. Michigan State Police said in a statement on X that they are confident that continued investigative efforts and forensic science will lead them to a suspect. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health.
Senator Lindsey Graham's sudden death was a shock to many and has also become a teachable moment about a rare but often deadly cardiovascular emergency called aortic dissection. Fox News senior medical analyst Dr. Mark Siegel telling Fox News Digital it occurs when the layers of the aorta come apart and the inner one tears. The aorta is the body's largest artery, Dr. Siegel noting that a dissection can come on in minutes or days and may be hard to recognize. It happens in an area that's been weakened with high blood pressure, one common cause of that. Graham is not the only public figure to have had an aortic dissection. So did actor John Ritter, known for the sitcom Three's Company. His death led to the founding of the John Ritter Foundation for Aortic Health to fund research and raise awareness for the condition. Growing Pains actor Alan Thicke also died from it after having chest pains and being taken to the hospital while playing hockey with his son. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Democracy 2026.
Democratic socialists are winning Democratic primaries across the country. Progressive Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal argues these candidates are successful because they're selling attractive solutions to economic problems.
They're winning on platforms like Medicare for All, universal health care, universal child care, raising the minimum wage. And the reason that Donald Trump has to pivot from saying socialist to saying communist now is because socialism is actually quite popular.
Democratic socialist candidates have also campaigned against Israel, and many have called to defund the police and eliminate ICE. Moderate Democrats say the DSA's ideas are electoral poison. Democratic Senator John Fetterman says these socialist wins are a major problem.
Our party's becoming an orgy of socialism, and I think I've been vindicated with to see the way these elections are working out.
Axios reports former Vice President Kamala Harris called New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani and has been meeting with other prominent progressives. Rich Edson, Fox News.
Donald Trump's America.
Renewed airstrikes against Iran the past several days is renewing concerns in some circles about U.S. stockpiles for critical weapons systems. President Trump told a conference of defense contractors and tech companies in Pennsylvania.
That's true with all of the munitions people, actually. Faster, we need a little more speed. We have the best quality in the world, but we need a little more speed.
An analysis in May forecasted defense contractors could need as much as 3 years to replenish stockpiles depleted in strikes against Iran.
If you look at the Patriot missile, if you look at the Tomahawk, which is the offensive, if you look at all of the things that are better, we have to make them faster. That's the only thing.
President Trump is proposing Congress sign off on more than $1.5 trillion in new spending for the Pentagon and defense programs next year, a record-setting budget request. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect mostly sunny skies and pleasant conditions with a high of 79. Tonight will be mostly cloudy and humid with a low of 66. Tomorrow, be on the lookout for severe thunderstorms, bringing the potential for flooding, downpours, hail, damaging wind gusts, and an isolated tornado. It will be mostly cloudy and humid again with a high of 79. Wednesday could see a thunderstorm in spots during the morning, but overall expect some sunshine with a high of 74. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Right now on the outside, it is cool. Back up to 54 with some sunshine. In the news this morning, air quality alert continues for some in our state. Tornado touches down just outside of Houtsdale. Florida man arrested for scamming an elderly couple out of quite a bit of money. Almost as much money as President Ben DiPudi got in a bonus from the Penn State Board of Trustees, just as tuition, room, and board goes up. Wow. All that coming up in news and sports. Pirates with a successful weekend. Take 2 out of 3. Should have had a sweep. Logistics and the book cost them Saturday night's game. Poor management decision. The Curve did not have a good weekend. They lost 2 of 3. They lost the last 2 in Reading. And Connor Bedard won't have to worry about paying his bills. All that coming up. Let's get cracking.
Welcome to hour number 2 of America's favorite morning talk show. Well, maybe Altoona's favorite.
Are you serious?
Well, maybe the guy that lives in Juniata Gap's favorite morning talk show.
I listen to you just about every day, as much as it may pain me.
Here's WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
What's the worst day of the week that gets us all depressed?
M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S. Here comes more aggravation and a brand new week of stress. M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S. Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Forever will it make you want to cry,
cry, cry,
sweet. Come along and sing this song, now get it off your chest. M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S.
Okay, there it is. Monday's now underway. It's 15 minutes after 7. I just want to touch one more time about the Penn State story, because now let's talk about the people who really are going to feel this, and that's the average student.
And by the same token, the average family that has decided to send their child away to school.
Yeah. Now, the average student doesn't get, now some may get academic scholarships, which are good. They're all over the place. Some may get academic grants, which are all over the place. But you have to apply for those, and you have to qualify for those, and you have to have a certain amount of income for those, or not a certain amount of income for those, okay? They're not scholarship athletes who get $40,000 to $50,000 a year education free. I'm just throwing numbers out. I'm just using numbers. I don't know how much it costs, but it's a pretty penny. So the scholar athletes get to go to school for free. Now they're getting paid, and they get swag. They get clothes to wear. A lot of them wear to class. There's no dress code in college. Okay? A lot of those student athletes, a lot of those athletes that are on scholarship, get all that handed to them. And free room and board and free books. Free tuition. Okay? Free tuition. The average student has to pay the tuition. They have to pay for the room and board, whether it's on campus or, you know, an apartment. They have to pay for their books. They have to pay primarily for a meal plan. And they don't get anything handed to them except the bill. And then the school goes with Adidas, rakes in another $300 million. And the average student has to pay their own way, and they get nothing and like it. When the athletic department gets everything, all the scholar athletes get everything handed to them. So I feel bad for the average student at Penn State.
When you take that money that Adidas is now involved with at Penn State and add that to things like television revenue, doesn't that school have to be close to $1 billion in what they're bringing in that's outside of the gate, ticket prices, anything else? Aren't they bringing in about $1 billion?
Could be. Whatever. Yeah, but whatever money they make for the Big Ten, they got to share it. That's the only drawback about being in the Big Ten. They have to share their individual...
their largesse.
TV money, yeah.
So there's Big Ten welfare money. That's what you're saying.
Pretty much. But okay. Then the Big Ten is part of the Big Four, the four power conferences now, that are going to get all this TV money. So they'll get it back.
Sure.
They'll get it back, and then that money goes right back into the athletic fund. But I really feel for the average Penn State student, the average family trying to, you know, put their kids through school, get them a good education so they can go out and get a good job. And unless you hate capitalism,
mm-hmm.
then they won't get a good job because they won't want a job. Unless you hate capitalism. But I just think the whole situation is sad, you know, and then every time Penn State comes out, oh, we don't know how we're going to, you know, come up with this budget deficit and fix it. Well, stop giving the money away, number one. That might help. $210,000 is more than 20% of $1 million. Okay, you can put that $210,000 to good use somewhere else. How about divvy it up and give scholarships out to some of your, you know, your better students or just any student? Make it a student lottery. Put the kids' names in who aren't in athletics, who aren't making money off NIL, and say, hey, here's a $5,000 scholarship for you. They would be so appreciative, and they'd probably start crying because, hey, somebody just helped me out with $5,000 bucks. a lot of money. And why don't you do that? No, let's give it to the people that don't need it. $1.4 million, even in State College, you know, which is a high rent district, lots of money. Now, that's pretty good living.
Well, and she also gets a university supplied residence. She doesn't have to worry about that. There is the head of Penn State, the president of Penn State has their house gifted to them. So she doesn't even have to worry about that.
No.
About the most she has to worry about is how much is she going to spend at the corner room when she goes there.
And again, it's just, to me, you know, that everybody, and who are the ones that they come to when there's budget crises, when there's inflation, when things aren't going well? What do you hear government officials always, well, you're going to have to cut back. How's come nobody tells Penn State, well, you're going to have to cut back? I understand you want to keep moving forward and you want to be innovative and you need technology, but this is not moving forward and being innovative, giving someone who's making $1.4 million a year a $210,000 bonus for Big Ten leadership and stability. And stability, not instability. Leadership and stability. What does that even mean?
That's a fancy way to word something, so it sounds like you're doing something that was earned. I mean, that because it wasn't earned. Okay, there's guidelines the Big Ten has set up. So, since you're in the Big Ten and have been for a long time now,
yeah,
I'd say stability has nothing to do with it. Stability. Do you think that the Big Ten is going to have a meeting and say, that's it, and say that? That's it. We're done with Penn State. We don't want Penn State in the Big Ten anymore. We hate them. We don't like them. They're out. Is that going to happen? No.
No.
So it's built in stability. It's not anything she did.
No.
It's built in.
And isn't that what the athletic director is there for? To make for stability and
boy, I'll tell you what,
leadership.
The athletic director's a bean counter now.
Or that, or he's just a puppet or a person with absolutely no power.
No,
he has power because he fired James Franklin.
Yeah, he has power, but the issue is his day is now taken up by something completely separate from the actual athletics that go on at Penn State University, because there's a whole bunch more that goes on at Penn State other than football. Now, I have always admired the wrestling program there. It is self-supporting. I mean, they could start having every dual meet of the regular season in the Jordan Center.
Yep, and it would sell out every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
You get a bigger crowd than you ever get for a basketball game, okay? And why you don't go ahead and turn that corner, I don't think Coach Sanderson has any aversion to being inside a very loud arena.
And
it would be that way every dual meet.
There's no shame in saying, hey, you know what? We're pretty much football and wrestling here at Penn State. Not every school can be a basketball powerhouse.
Right.
Not every school can be a wrestling powerhouse. Not every school can be a football powerhouse. So you take your best, you put them forward, and you say, you know what? Football and wrestling, that's where it's at Penn State. And then you have, you know, volleyball, Russ Rose and the volleyball program has had national championships. Okay, women's volleyball is up there. No harm in saying that. Because you're not a basketball school, that doesn't mean you're not successful.
Right. Yeah, and that's not the yardstick.
All you have to do is see the one or two meets or matches that they have at the Jordan Center, and the place is sold out. Penn State basketball is not their strong suit. All there is to it. So again, you know, hats off to the students who have to work hard and make every penny count and make ends meet. I feel bad for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you wanted to talk about the Pirates, so we'll get it started here because Ray has texted in. He's trying to get frequent flyer miles now with his texting. But anyway, he says, do we have to wait until the trade deadline for the Pirates? He says the Pirates should DFA Soto and Santana. They're terrible. So Ray has chimed in on the Buccos, and I think you have some more to chime in.
Well, I think Gregory Soto should be on that list.
Santana, I don't know what he's good for. Go throw BP. That's all he can do.
They do not have a closer. The fact now that the trading deadline is 2 weeks from today, and I'm sure they've been behind the scenes saying, what do we do? They're relevant. This is what I wanted to say. The Pirates are relevant. They're in the playoff hunt. They haven't been this relevant this late in a long time.
And the other beauty is, Rich, they're depending on when some of the guys that are injured get back, they don't need anything else on that team. They don't need a dang thing. So pitching, in particular, the lack of a closer should be your number one priority. Solve that. And as you said earlier, they need to win at least 35 of the remaining 62 to be competitive. And to do that, a real, honest-to-goodness closer would fill that bill.
And they may have one right underneath their nose in Majinski. If they would just take a look and say, look, your closer has to throw hard. Your closer is mainly a hard-throwing fastball pitcher, ground ball pitcher, get him out or strike him out. Okay, and Majinski fits that bill. But yet they keep running Gregory Soto out there. And once again, I don't have to explain the definition of insanity because we all know it is. Every time he's out there, that's the definition of insanity. They keep hoping for a different result, and it doesn't happen. They say, we'll try it again. It's like Mitch Keller. How many years have they given this guy? And he has not produced consistently on a winning side. That's what I wanted to say about the Pirates. They need a closer. They may need another bat, although they've got three bats in waiting.
Yeah, I mean, you've got
three guys on the IL.
Horwitz is going to be coming back.
Griffin.
And Griffin will be coming back.
And O'Neill Cruz had 14 home runs at the beginning of June, right when he got hurt. 14 home runs. When was the last time the Pirates had a 30 home run hitter? I can't remember.
They're about to have one, and his last name is Lau.
Well, yeah, but he's cooled off recently. Haven't heard his name in about a week and a half.
That's okay.
But they have the power.
They're human.
They have bats. They need a closer.
And Ryan O'Hearn, I mean, when he goes out and has a game, he has a game. Ryan O'Hearn can put him over the fence rather easily. And now, Esmerlin Valdez. Wow.
Breath of fresh air, and he better stay in that lineup.
Oh, he will. Hopefully they keep working with him on his outfield approach.
I am dreading these next three games. Just absolutely dreading this. But of course, MLB NYY isn't putting them on with the Pirates. They're not on the TBS game of the week tomorrow night. Oh, can't have the Pirates and Yankees. No. And Wednesday, they'll probably play, I think they play an afternoon game. That might be on MLB NYY.
We'll see.
All right.
And we may still get a thing as Dish subscribers that says, due to blackout restrictions,
the game's not available in your area.
So
what it says. All right.
All right.
That's what I wanted to say about the Pirates.
Okay, you got it out there. And Ray thanks you for your opinion.
Okay.
I think. Assuming that. AccuWeather says sunny and pleasant, 79 today, cloudy, humid tonight, 66 tomorrow. A wicked day. Severe thunderstorms, an isolated tornado, and a high of 79. Then on Wednesday, morning thunderstorms, otherwise sunny, high of 74. Sunshine and nice on Thursday, 76. Friday, partly sunny and 80. It's 56 and sunny at the moment. 56? It's 728 WRTA mornings.
Anyone who knows Don Belsey knows he doesn't mince words. So when I asked him about Ron and Kathy Beatty at Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, he didn't hold back.
Two of the finest people in the world I've ever had the occasion to deal with. They're professionals, they stand behind their work, and needless to say, anybody who uses them speaks highly of them. They're definitely the finest to deal with. I've dealt with others, they don't hold a candle to what Ron and Kathy do.
Don calls Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning the consummate professionals.
I only deal with professionals because life's too short not to deal with professionals. They are the consummate professionals. They've done work for me personally and also out here at the pantry as well, too.
Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, 941-1000. 941-1000. That's 941-1000. No one else even comes close.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2026 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
When their world isn't safe, they need someone to notice, to wonder and worry, to be their voice. If you suspect child abuse in any way, report it. You can be their hero. Your call can change their world.
Report suspected abuse by calling 1-800-932-0313 or visit keepkidsafe.pa.gov for more information. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
WRTA Community Events.
The Camp Anderson Car Show will be Saturday, August 15th. Registration is 9 to noon, judging noon to 3, and awards at 4 p.m. There are 20-plus vehicle classes. Pre-registration by August 2nd is $12, $15 the day of. Food concessions are by the camp. There'll be a live DJ and proceeds benefit Camp Anderson. There's an email link with more information at the events page of our website.
This is the 2-Minute Timeout with Joe Shuda on WRTA.
Welcome to Best Buy Pizza. Can I take your order, please?
We dare, we dare, we dare, dare to be square.
Thank you. Please pull around.
Whether it's before the game or after the game, make a stop at Best Buy Pizza in Hollidaysburg. You'll get it fast and get it fresh. Ask for the 3-cut special, the 10-cut special, or any of your favorite subs or salads. If you're feeding a crowd, you'll need the 28-cut party pizza. Satisfy your hunger at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg.
Best Way Pizza.
Former Bucco Alex Presley looks back at the end of his 8th season Major League career.
I didn't feel like my skills had diminished to the point of being released, to be honest. I felt like baseball had changed. That's tough because I feel like it's easy to look back now and make changes. I think I would have adapted a little bit more to what was happening in baseball as far as my hitting style. I probably would have tried to hit for more power at some point. But then again, you know, who knows if that would have worked out and things could have gone completely off the rails. What was valuable, which kind of wasn't my style of play, I think that kind of pushed me out. I kind of saw a trend of guys my age. When I looked around the league and I saw guys that were similar to me, that was almost like the cutoff because I had a really good year in Detroit in 2017, the year prior. And I think it was just one of those deals where I thought I was going to be on a roster in 18 and I wasn't. I think that kind of like had an effect on me a little bit, but I didn't really have that feeling. I don't really have many regrets, honestly, which just helps me be satisfied with what I did and know that I did everything. I don't think I could have worked any harder or anything like that. I never took anything for granted. I knew I just had to be fully ready to go at all times, so I feel like I did a pretty good job of that. It's a tough deal, like, to be done, to realize that it's over. It was harder than I thought it would be, honestly. It's almost like a part of you has died in a way. That's all you've ever done your entire life. So it's been a process of coping with it for that span of time. After that, it wasn't the easiest thing for me. It took me a while to kind of recover. I think I was in denial for a while. I was like, oh, I'm fine, I'm good. And I kind of didn't watch baseball for probably a couple of years. I didn't watch Major League Baseball and then kind of came back to it and kind of got perspective and can appreciate it and love it in a different way from afar.
That's your 2-Minute Timeout. I'm Joe Shuda.
Scenic views overlooking Blair County from the WRTA studio, only on WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Ninth straight night, U.S. military strikes inside Iran.
According to U.S. Central Command, a variety of different targets were hit, including Iranian military command centers, surveillance sites, maritime capabilities, missile and drone launch positions, and communications networks.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Tel Aviv. The latest action comes after three service members were killed in Jordan in an attack by Iran at the end of last week, while a fourth soldier dies in Iraq during a controlled detonation of an Iranian drone.
We feel very badly, but you know, those great people, those great patriots were out there fighting that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
President Trump speaking last night at Joint Base Andrews, and Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife, Second Lady Usha Vance, welcome the birth of their fourth child on Sunday. Little boy's name, Alec Neil Vance. America's listening to Fox News.
Sunny and 54 in Altoona. Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. This new story just in this morning. A 22-year-old Markleton, Somerset County man identified as Jason Sargent Jr. died after a multi-vehicle crash along I-99 South in Blair County yesterday. State police report the victim's Jeep Compass was struck from behind while traveling at a very low rate of speed between the Bellwood and Pinecroft exits. An autopsy is scheduled for today. The two teenagers in the other vehicle were treated for minor injuries at UPMC Altoona. No updated word on them, and the investigation is ongoing. An air quality alert continues for portions of south-central Pennsylvania, including Cambria, Somerset counties, and higher elevations of Indiana County. The Department of Environmental Protection extended the code orange alert until midnight tonight. Local health and environmental agencies advise the current concentration of airborne pollutants has reached thresholds unsafe for vulnerable individuals. Those considered in high-risk groups include children, elderly, and anyone suffering from chronic medical conditions such as asthma, heart disease, or other lung diseases. An EF1 tornado with maximum peak winds of 110 miles per hour officially touched down in Clearfield County Saturday night. National Weather Service State College survey team confirmed the tornado tracked through Woodward Township, just outside of Houtsdale. The twister touched down around 8:16 in the evening. Local emergency services and residents reported significant localized structure and environmental damage, but no injuries reported. State College police and federal agents have arrested a Florida man following a sophisticated fraud scheme that allowed him to steal $200,000 from a Centre County couple. The investigation involving a sting operation uncovered a scheme where scammers impersonated tech support and government officials, leading to the arrest of 24-year-old Kevin Gaughan for theft and other felonies. Reportedly, Gaughan and two other unnamed individuals claimed to work for Microsoft, targeted an older couple in State College, claiming their computer had been compromised by a virus. Police stated the scammers convinced the couple to transfer their money by claiming their accounts were flagged for illegal activity. A joint police and federal investigation led to Gaughan's arrest during a sting. He is now in jail without bail. And the Penn State Board of Trustees has approved the maximum $210,000 performance bonus for President Neely Ben DePudi, citing the need for leadership stability in the Big Ten. The 15% bonus comes alongside a 2027-28 budget approval that includes tuition and housing costs increases. Under the terms of her contract, she is eligible for a bonus of 15% of her base salary for meeting yearly performance goals. Her annual salary is a mere $1.4 million. 7:38, here's Dave in the Mirror Sports.
It was a good weekend for the Buccos as they beat Cleveland yesterday 7-1, taking 2 out of 3 from the Guardians. Paul Skeens has been getting run support of late, and he got that support yesterday with the Bucs giving him a 5-1 lead after 7 innings to allow Skeens to earn his 9th win of the season as Merlin Valdez kept up his hot hitting, smacking his 12th home run of the season. With a win, the Bucs are tied with Miami for the third wild card spot in the NL. The Bucs have 62 games remaining, all of which will have playoff position implications unless they hit a big losing streak. They'll continue the road trip tonight in the Bronx against them Yankees. Braxton Ashcraft will start for the Bucs, and the first pitch is at 7:05. Oh, by the way, the Boston Red Sox had the third worst record in Major League Baseball a month ago. They now have the third wild card playoff spot in the American League as a result of a 13-game win streak. The Bo Sox are an MLB best 21-5 since June 19th. See ya, Mr. Cora. After a promising start to the second half of the season, the Altoona Curve are fading fast for a playoff spot of their own.
With the Altoona Curve Report, this is John Moses. Altoona hit three home runs in their series finale at Reading, but fell by a final of 10-6, dropping the weekend series 2-1. Derek Berg hit his eighth home run in a Curve uniform, a two-run shot. Ivan Brettauer and Ryan McCarty also homered. However, Reading put the game away with a couple runs in the bottom half of the eighth. Akron is next on the schedule for the Curve. Headed there for a noon game on Tuesday, first day in. Right-hander Kyle Robinson is on the mound for the Curve in the series opener. 12:05 scheduled start for Altoona. With the Altoona Curve Report, this is John Moses.
Curve now 8 games out of first place, the only playoff spot left, unless Richmond would finish in first place again. Then the second place team in the division at the end of the season will get that spot. Of course, the Eastern League is off today. Entering his fourth season in the NHL, Chicago centerman Connor Bedard is now a rich man. Blackhawks gave him a contract extension of 5 years and $75 million. That makes him one of the highest paid players per season. Bedard turned 21 last week. Hey, don't look now, football junkies. Get ready. NFL training camps will be opening during the next 2 weeks, beginning today. Today! Anyway, 56 and sunny, 741 WRTA mornings.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Do you spend half your day walking or standing while working? If you have foot, knee, or back problems, the Good Feet Store wants to help you like we helped Tony.
The pain that I experience the most is foot pain from being on my feet all day. You're having to kind of talk to yourself through the whole shift, like, I've got this, I can do this. Before, I felt defeated, and now it's like, all right, let's go. I'm ready. A whole new life, like sunshine coming on.
And how about working more comfortably like Dennis?
Working at an amusement park, it's always on your feet. I just couldn't take it, but I didn't have a choice. I just couldn't believe that putting these art supports in made that much of a difference that quickly. I could do my job and I could take care of my family. I know what my tomorrow is going to be. It's going to be positive.
You deserve a better life too. Stop in the Good Feet Store today. Visit the new store in Logan Town Center across from Barnes & Noble and at goodfeet.com.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
The board recommends approving.
Regarding that seat on the committee, we're promoting.
To boost quarterly earnings.
Every day, shareholders meet to discuss important matters about the companies you invest in. Now you can easily make your voice heard. Vanguard Investor Choice gives you a say in the companies you invest in. With just a few taps, you can set your proxy voting preference for your index funds. Visit vanguard.com/investor choice to learn more. Vanguard investors own shares of our index funds, which own shares of the companies they invest in. Available for Vanguard index funds that participate in Investor Choice. Vanguard Marketing Corporation distributor.
Drip Drop is a doctor-developed, proven fast hydration that helps your body and mind work better. Trusted by firefighters, medical professionals, and over 90% of top college and pro sports teams, Drip Drop is engineered to hydrate faster and more effectively than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, stock up now at DripDrop.com and use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off your first order. That's DripDrop. DripDrop.com, promo code RADIO20 for 20% off your first order. Head to DripDrop.com now and use promo code RADIO20.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Jamie, it's July.
Exactly. Why wait till December to celebrate? Christmas in July is bigger than ever with 30% off furniture, 50% off outdoor furniture, and enjoy great savings on select mattresses throughout the store.
30% off furniture and 50% off outdoor in July?
That's right. We're spreading Christmas cheer all month long. Throw on your favorite ugly sweater. Enjoy food trucks, selfies, giveaways. You might even spot Santa making an early visit.
Santa in July? Now I've heard everything.
Christmas in July is happening now at Park Home in Altoona and Johnstown. Save 30% off furniture, 50% off outdoor, and more, plus 60 months special financing.
But hurry, because these deals disappear faster than Christmas cookies.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at Park Home.
See store for details.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are higher after a losing week, though crude oil prices are higher also, and Brent crude briefly topped $90 a barrel. Oil paired gains after Iran said it is still pursuing a diplomatic solution, reviving hopes the conflict can be de-escalated. Brent crude is now at $88 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate U.S. oil is at $82. AAA says U.S. gasoline prices nationally have topped the $4 a gallon average. Domino's Pizza shares are down more than 2%. The pizza chain's sales and earnings were disappointing. People have more options for food delivery now, and people on tight budgets are pulling back spending, which is impacting pizza companies. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate, you're a landlord. Stocks, you're a day trader. Crypto, you're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect mostly sunny skies and pleasant conditions with a high of 79. Tonight will be mostly cloudy and humid with a low of 66. Tomorrow, be on the lookout for severe thunderstorms, bringing the potential for flooding, downpours, hail, damaging wind gusts, and an isolated tornado. It will be mostly cloudy and humid again with a high of 79. Wednesday could see a thunderstorm in spots during the morning, but overall expect some sunshine with a high of 74. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Check out WRTA Plus for more exclusive behind-the-scenes content. Now, back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
...746 WRTA Mornings.
Time to take our hat off to a hero. Today, we're saluting from the Altoona Police Department, Officer Randy Miller. Officer Miller's... thank you for putting your life on the line for us. Hats off to Heroes, brought to you by Brumbaugh Fireworks, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, Brent Cogan Electrical Services, and 3 Echo Emergency Solutions. Once again, saluting today, Altoona Police Department Officer Randy Miller. Thank you for what you do.
Absolutely. 747.
I wanted to congratulate Ellis Fiore. That little league team was the winner of the Park Home Altoona Baseball Classic that was held at the AABA facility, and the field in particular, John Kraft Field at Pleasant Valley Boulevard and 9th Street. After 3 hours on Saturday night, it was LS Fiore with the win. Meadows was the defending champ for the Park Home Altoona Baseball Classic. Good team, great pitching. LS Fiore was just that much better on Saturday night. Congrats to LS Fiore for winning the Park Home Altoona Baseball Classic. Speaking of Little League ball, Holidays, they have a team that's just unbelievable. They have home run power in Little League that you don't see all that often. I mean, it's like 3 homer games every game they play. So, tip of the cap to them. Now, they have today off. They're going to finish out of the loser's bracket who is going to face Hollidaysburg tomorrow night. Now, there could be 2 games tomorrow night if that one that gets through the loser's bracket is able to defeat Hollidaysburg in the early game tomorrow night. There would be a later game that would follow. However, at this particular juncture, it's just a wait-and-see thing. But tonight we have 2 games, I'm sorry, 1 game for you tonight as they settle the loser's bracket and set up the championship game coming up tomorrow. It'll be on 96.1 Hank FM. So stay tuned to that station for more Little League coverage.
Well, we've hit the wall.
Well, not really. There's other things
we
talk about. We can take a look here at texts that continue to come in.
Clean up in aisle 4.
clean up in aisle four.
Someone texted in, 4 years at Penn State, never earned a nickel from it, made my money from military training. And you're probably not alone in that story. By the way, Ray, our new frequent flyer, says, tell Rich I was thinking the same thing. Let Carmen be the closer for the Buccos.
I would give him a shot because every baseball team needs a closer. That's the way the game is now. I don't like it because in years past, oh, and there's another thing I want to talk about. We may be able to squeeze it in. They need a closer. Put him in there. Say, look, this is one of the most important positions on the field. Get in there and get the ninth inning outs. Save us some games. Because every game, they only have 62 games left. They're right in the middle of this playoff spot, this playoff chase. They're in it, folks. The Pirates are in it. And I know. You're going to say, oh, you're a bandwagon fan. Because remember, at the beginning of the year, I was very upset when they did not bring Connor Griffin north on the Major League roster. Very upset.
And after the Pirates heard you, they obviously adjusted their plans.
We
don't need DeLeo over there in Altoona doing that.
All right.
Bring him up.
I'm sure. Boy, I wish that was the case.
By the way, to that end, apparently you have a reputation because one of the texters asked, who did something in Rich's Cheerios this morning?
About what?
To which I would reply, have you listened to the show?
Yeah, really.
So,
well, thank
anyway.
You anyway. I think it's a compliment. But, you know, obviously, the take today was, and again, I was just going to start with the Pirates in the 6 o'clock hour. But when I saw that Penn State story, I thought, oh, man, this is too easy. It's just, you know, it's in my lap. So I have to run with it.
Yeah. No doubt about that.
And again, the average everyday student who doesn't get anything handed to them except their work back and their bills. I feel for them, but this is typical. This is every day, you know, but the Pirates are relevant. They're in it. They have 62 games left. Every game's a playoff game. And now, because there are so many teams involved, you know what's really going to come to play in all of this? Tiebreakers.
Mm.
And they're in it with Philadelphia. They're in it with Miami. They're in it with St. Louis and Chicago and San Diego. All of those teams, the Cubs, did I say the Cubs? The Cardinals, the Pirates, all of those teams are fighting for 3 wild card spots. So you have to have tie-breaking situations. You have to have them in your favor in order to get not only a spot, but maybe even get that number one spot, and you'll get the 3-game series at home. Because if you're 2 or 3, you're on the road.
By the way, I mean, I understand wanting to be fair about, you know, the playoffs and the home side of it. However, I think the idea of keeping it in the same place for a 3-game series is fine.
I mean, I have no problem with it.
When you consider the logistics, and by the way, never get USPS involved in your logistics, but nonetheless, when you have the logistical nightmare of putting a team together into a plane and all the equipment and everything that it takes to do that, that's a big deal to just go to a city for a game, okay? And I at first was a little bit hesitant to that, but now I have a little bit of understanding, and I feel for the people that have to do those support tasks that go on with Major League Baseball, and it's a good thing for them.
Some of the most unsung employees are the equipment folks.
Oh, no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
That is a very hard job.
It is. It is. And, you know, for the most part, even after the people go through and clean up the stadium after a game's over, the equipment people are still hard at work.
Yep.
After that game. So, yeah, you have to tip your cap to them, and they're responsible for getting everything from where they are now to the next destination and not lose anything.
Yep, and the players are responsible for their own stuff, except the uniforms and the equipment.
Yeah. So, all right, we're going to move on to this. Do you want to mention our good friends at Kapner's Grandview Meats. They're closed today.
And they'll be open tomorrow.
As they normally are. And tomorrow begins with great food like the beef short ribs.
That's tomorrow. They're open 8:30 to 5, Tuesday through Friday. Saturdays 8 to 3. Call them ahead with your order beginning tomorrow, 814-943-6328. They're on Pleasant Valley Boulevard and 16th Street. You can put any of those entrees in reserve and pick it up later in the day. They also have great grab-and-go sandwiches, and we'll get the updated specials this week from Mel tomorrow. All from our friends at
Kapner's Grandview Meats. By the way, angels sing when you walk into Kapner's on Tuesday and order beef short ribs.
Either that or it's, sorry, we're out.
That's the mad approach.
That's the sorry you're late approach.
All right. AccuWeather says sunny and pleasant, 79. Mostly cloudy, humid, low of 66 tonight, and then severe thunderstorms tomorrow. An isolated tornado even is mentioned here. High of 79. Thunderstorm in the morning Wednesday, then sun and a high of 74. Then on Thursday, sunny and nice, high of 76. Friday, partly sunny and 80. It's 57, it's sunny, it's 7:55. It is WRTA Mornings.
Are you ready for a little summer fun?
I think we could all use a good time about now. But before you can play, you've got to get your toys ready.
Notary and Coffee Stop can handle all your registrations, license renewals, and title transfers. So your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, watercraft, RV, and camper are all set for the summer.
Notary and Coffee Stop has two locations to handle your vehicle paperwork fast, so you don't miss out on any fun in the sun. Plates and apportionment paperwork too.
The road and the water are calling, so get prepared and legal at Notary and Coffee Stop's second location at 390. South Logan Boulevard in Lakemont.
Or visit the original location of Notary and Copy Stop at 401 6th Avenue, Altoona.
Notary and Copy Stop is a PennDOT authorized online messenger, so we can make it quick and easy.
Register all your vehicles this summer at Notary and Copy Stop, 319 South Logan Boulevard in Lakemont.
Or our original location at 401 6th Avenue, Altoona.
Both Notary and Copy Stop locations are open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Call 946-4114 or 949-7070 for closing times.
State and service fees apply.
See and hear what referee Rich and Dave Shannon really think with WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
But wait, there's more.
Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone.
Okay.
Oh, you can't help but laugh.
Ah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. The old hee-haw stuff. And we have a new intro for you there, too, for Kapner's Grandview Meats when you begin to read the menu. We have this new intro.
We do? Oh, yeah.
Well,
wait a minute.
Potted up now, in order to hear it.
Well, all right. Well, here, let's try this one now. That might work this time.
Hey, Grandpa! What's for supper?
There
Are you
go.
Calling Mel Grandpa?
No, they're calling you Grandpa.
Are you calling Mel Grandpa with
no,
that?
Calling you Grandpa.
Oh, that's okay.
Because you're the guy that delivers the menu,
yeah,
so you'd be Grandpa then.
There you go.
And hey, Grandpa, what's for supper?
Doing that winder that ain't there, and he sticks his head out. They got some corned beef, and we got on some rye bread, and we got some black-eyed peas over here. And you know what? All that put together says...
Yum! Yum!
No, this yum, show hasn't yum. Been influenced by hee-haw at all.
No, not at all. We just...
Where'd you get that idea?
We just think it's funny. All right. Well, Monday is in the book, so it's still...
Or
oh,
Benny
by the
Hill.
Way,
or Benny Hill for
or
that
Benny
matter.
Hill. Yeah. Today is Coach John Franco's birthday, so if you want to say happy birthday to him when you see him, say it. It's a big birthday today. And I want to wish Coach Franco a very big happy birthday today.
Happy birthday, youngster.
Yep, it's his birthday.
Because he is younger than me.
Uh-huh. And so if you see him, wish him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, John. All right, we'll be back tomorrow, which is...
Tuesday.
See you then.
See you, bye!
And that's the end.